President John Mahama has sworn in and presented the scroll of office to 2 out of 3 deputy ministers approved by Parliament last week. They are Emmanuel Bombande, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and Joseph Agmotete for the Eastern Region. The approval of John Oti Bless for Local Government and Rural Development by Parliament has been put on hold following unsavory remarks he is reported to have made against the Chief Justice and the Judiciary. President Mahama reminded the 2 deputy ministers of the need to be modest and humble in the discharge of their duties. He stressed that they are being appointed to serve people and not to lord over anybody.
Public service means you are servants of the public, and it means that you must render service to members of the public, irrespective of their ethnicity, irrespective of their age, and irrespective of their political affiliation. We are supposed to exercise circumspection in respect to how we relate to the public and deal with them, all manner of persons, in a just manner. I always encourage appointees in this government to listen more to the people, to be tolerant of all views, because wisdom does not lie in any one person's head. And so you listen more and you take counsel from the people that you speak with. I also counsel appointees of this government to continue to remain modest and humble. Arrogance won't take you anywhere, and you need to live a modest lifestyle.
President Mahama charged them to operate an open-door policy by welcoming Ghanaians of all walks of life. He said people will approach them with all kinds of requests, but they must have the patience to attend to them.
At this juncture of our development, our people still have a notion that elected officials have a certain responsibility towards them in terms of their material welfare. And so you have a lot of people coming to you with all kinds of requests for rents and other things. It's a passing phase. As our country develops, the actual role of appointed and elected officials would be more apparent to our people. But for now, these are things that people come to you, you know, for assistance with, and you need to, as far as possible, try to assist, and in all that, remain as humble and caring as possible. Even just giving them a listening ear in circumstances where you are not able to assist, you know, makes them feel that at least you listen to them. Even as president, I have the gate of my house full all the time with people who have difficulties. Some are genuine difficulties, others, you know, for all kinds of reasons, and you just have to take the time to listen to them. And where you're able to assist, you do so. You know, where you're not able to assist, at least the soothing words that you give will let them leave satisfied that at least you gave them a listening ear.
The president tasked Mr. Bombande and Mr. Tete to be diligent and support their substantive ministers, who are also MPs, so that public works will not suffer whenever they go on campaign in their constituencies.
I expect that you do your work diligently. For Emmanuel, you're going to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and with the experience that you have in hand in respect of your work in civil society, in conflict resolution, and then even at the regional level, sub-regional level, with the UN Special Representative, I'm sure that you are well cut out to be able to do your duty. With Angmo, you've been a DC for quite some time, so you're familiar with our decentralization policy and local government. And so moving to the regional level, I expect that you take your experience from that level, the district assembly level, to the regional level. You work to your minister and assist her in terms of carrying out her duties. And there's going to be a lot of responsibility thrust on you, because your 2 ministers are members of parliament, and you know we're going into a season where they would have to be campaigning to retain their seats, and so it means that they're going to be often out of the office. So it means you must help to backstop the 2 ministers and make sure that public work does not suffer, because they have these other responsibilities.
President John Mahama, on behalf of Mr. Tete and his own behalf, Mr. Bombande sincerely appreciated the opportunity given them by the president to serve in his government. He pledged they will serve diligently and be team players.
We respond to duty by assuring you, sir, that we will serve with dedication, integrity, and commitment. We don't have to be sitting with you every day to learn from the example you yourself have demonstrated, which has endeared Ghanaians to you and beyond Ghana in the international community, that you have brought a leadership that is humble and that truly listens to people and is serving in your government. What we have to do is to follow your footsteps and the pathway that you have laid, so that at the end of the day, in service to the public, we serve illuminated by your example, and that at the end of the day, together with your team who have been working hard and who have been dedicated to serving Ghana, our contribution would amplify all the work that has been done.
That was Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Emmanuel Bomban.